Willow, right then, 5 p.m. on Wednesday.
Thank you so much for tuning in with us, joining us. Time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC. I'm your host, and for the next hour, and with me, of course, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales-Ryan, here as well.
That was me making the squeaky noises.
We're going to do what we always do, but let me clarify it a bit in case you're new. What, are you new? We've been working our way through two lists, the top 500 of the top 40 and the alternative top 40. They're related. Each list is 500 albums long, which is to say we plan on doing 1,000 shows covering albums. We're trying to pick what we consider to be absolute classic, awesome records. The top 500 of the top 40, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. It's 500 albums that did make the top 40 in their time, going all the way back to when album charts really started to come together in 1955, because before that, there was a lot of, it was really the 78 RPM that ruled, and the first long players were actually 10-inch records. They were short, we'd call them EPs now. So 1955 was a good starting point because that's where the 12-inch record really began to take hold and working our way up toward the present. And like I said, 500 of those albums are top 40 albums. The alternative top 40 are 500 albums that never did make the top 40. Some of them got close. Some of them made it to number 41. At least one of them did that I recall. But some of them maybe never charted at all. And a lot of them might be albums that you've never heard of. And they're the most fun for us to play here because we feel as though we're like basically bringing something back to life or doing a service by presenting something that you don't know that we're thinking you're going to be inclined to appreciate, because at least for its quality. Now, we've spoken about this a couple of times. I know that you and I spoke about it, Heidi, that, you know, great albums are not always easy to listen to. Sometimes a great album is a bit of a challenge. And other times, it's a breeze. This one, I think, is going to be a breeze, but I'm almost positive that you won't have a clue who it is or what it is. What really makes this obscure is the fact that this is the only example of us having two artists on our list with the exact same name, but they're completely different. What we're covering today is an album called Don't Burn Me, and it's the name of the artist is Paul Kelly. Now, I could imagine most people are going to say, I don't know, have any idea who that is. Maybe some people who are listening are a small percentage of saying,
it's
wait
funny
a minute.
Because I didn't know who he was. The first song I ever heard of his, I actually heard someone doing a cover of him.
Well, see, that's what you're thinking the same thing that I'm thinking other people are going to be thinking. They're going to be thinking, oh, well, I know Paul Kelly. He's that Australian guy, right? No, I'm not covering him either.
Oh.
This is a different Paul Kelly. So it's that obscure.
Wow.
This is an American Paul Kelly from the South. And this album, needless to say, did not chart. He had a couple of minor hits around the period that we're covering. This album, Don't Burn Me, for example, was released in March of 1973. And if we have some extra time at the end of the show, maybe we'll be able to play some of those hits. But here's a little background. If it was ever really a battle at all, it was over before it began. Paul Kelly's incredibly gorgeous album, Don't Burn Me, not only went nowhere, but it disappeared entirely sometime soon after its release. At pretty much the same time, Al Green released the stunning Call Me, which we will be covering in a very few short weeks. And that flew to the number 10 position on Billboard's Hot 100. To this day, Al Green is, rightfully, lauded. But Paul Kelly is not even part of the conversation. He can't be, because nobody remembers him. Do you know anybody who even knows that he once existed? Are you aware that his output, at least at this point in time, genuinely rivals Al Green regarding consistency and soulfulness? Now, don't get me wrong. Few people could love Al Green's music more than me. I have his catalog committed to memory from total love, and I remain a fan to this day. But poor Paul Kelly never even stood a chance. Historically speaking, it doesn't help matters that an also excellent Australian artist with the same name accrued enough fame later in the decade to gain name recognition in America, something that never happened for an American with the same name. Nowadays, if you search for poor Paul Kelly, it's more than likely that the Australian songwriter will come up, pushing the soul artist.
Right,
that's what happened. Which pushes the soul artist even further into oblivion. Despite his perceived obscurity, Paul Kelly had his 15 minutes of fame, and then some. He had a few regional hit singles. Stealing in the Name of the Lord was one, Dirt was another, and the title track of this album, Don't Burn Me, all had regional success, which is to say in the certain pockets of the South. And he also provided album filler to the Staple Singers and Karla Bonoff. Considering that his career lasted for decades, though, that isn't very much, which makes this album all the more extraordinary. Song for song, Don't Burn Me is a definitively great example of mid-70s soul music. The album opens strong, and it never once subsides. For me, it's almost impossible to not conjure the spirit of Al Green because the songs have that same gentility of spirit and production that suggests the work of Willie Mitchell. This is classic soul, recorded, though, in Nashville with some of Memphis's finest musicians. Remember when we were doing American Sound Studios show?
Yes.
Well, the players on here include Reggie Young, Chips Moman, Tommy Cogbill,
a real who's who,
Bobby's Emmons and Wood, and the rest of the American Sound Studios team. It's going to be great to hear them again because those are some of my favorite musicians in the world. The album walks the line between Loverman soul and Southern gospel with incredible grace, and I will state unequivocally that you will love this album if only you get the chance to hear it. So I'm going to stop talking soon, I promise. Before the days of digital reproduction, you may have seen the album selling for hundreds of dollars per copy, but digital copies are now available, finally making it possible and affordable to enjoy the deeply satisfying Don't Burn Me. So let's get this party started. From the unknown Paul Kelly, released in March of 1973, the album that never charted, here's the opening track called Lay Some Lovin' On Me.
Thank you.
All right, how's that for an opener, right? I mean, it's classic.
Classic soul.
70s soul and R&B. No, this is soul music at its peak. And he's awesome. And yet, I know, Heidi, you literally, I don't know if you were around or not, because I just discovered this record recently myself. I don't even remember how. I think, quite honestly, that I discovered Paul Kelly because I was a fan of the Australian Paul Kelly. And I knew that this other one existed. And I decided, well, let me see what he sounds like. I mean, since I've got all this other stuff from one guy, maybe I'd like it. And I thought it was phenomenal. But I don't really remember, because there's another possibility. And that is that I discovered him when we were doing the American Sound Studio show. And I was looking at all the stuff that was coming out of Memphis. And I was like, Paul Kelly? And I had to look up and go, oh, it's a different guy. And then heard the song and thought it was amazing. But good luck finding information. I mean,
oh, I know. I just Googled him. Naturally, the Australian Paul Kelly came up. And then I switched to images. And seven rows down, the first picture of the American Paul Kelly finally shows up.
It's funny, right? I mean, listen, I'm going to play two songs back to back because I just want to get across the quality of this album and and why it seems to be so amazing that this thing is still a secret. I mean, there's a lot of albums that we've covered, as you know, Heidi, that did not chart, that now, 30, 40 years later, have become popular, that are very influential. I really find it odd that this one never found its way back into the public eye, because good music never dies. And unfortunately, this is really great music that barely got born. So we got to fix that. Next track up is called You Bring Me Joy, and I'll segue that into I Want to Get Next to You.
Yeah. walk with me. Hold my hand. I wanna be your only man. I wanna love you,
love you,
with a love that's true, yeah.
Love
me. I wanna do,
do
everything,
everything for you.
Oh, I wanna get next to you. Women in my life, I ain't never found a love like yours. I want you to stay around, walk with me,
walk with me,
hold my hand,
hold my hand.
I wanna be your only man. Oh, I wanna spend my life making love to you, yeah. And there ain't nothing in this world, honey, too good for you.
I can hear exactly what you're thinking right now, and I will just, you're welcome. I mean, I know this is the first time I think I've ever played an album where I have total confidence that there's not a single listener who knows the record. I am just dead certain of that, that nobody knows this guy. And I also really believe that almost everybody's listening is saying, who is that guy? This is great. So, yeah, this is what I'm here for. You're welcome, like I said. I mean, really, they sound like hit singles from the 70s, you know?
Totally.
You get that total, real laid-back Southern R&B vibe, you know, that groove that's just so awesome. And strings, the background singers sound, you know, lush. They don't sound corny. Those guys at American Sound Studios know what they're doing. And we did a series. If you want, go back and look it up. If you go to our website, American Hit Radio, and check out the site where we did. We called it From Memphis to Muscle Shoals.
Good stuff.
And that whole series
that was some of my favorite stuff.
Yeah, it was based around the studio scene that was going on around that time. And American Sound Studios was really the primary star of that series, in my opinion. A lot of the players moved back and forth from Memphis to Muscle Shoals, but the team is here, and they're with Paul Kelly on this record, and I think it's flawless. I really think this is a flawless record that has never been heard. So yeah, I'm kind of proud of this.
Good work.
And yeah, just luck, really luck. I think it's just because of the fact I stumbled upon him because he had the same name as, and it attracted me because I'm a Australian Paul Kelly fan. So let's do another two back to back. because I'll tell you what, you know, I like to talk between songs a lot, but
surprise.
Right, not much of a surprise. I'm trying to do less of it here because I don't have that much information anyway. You know, good luck. But we'll let the songs and the artist speak for himself. The album is called Don't Burn Me. The singer and songwriter is Paul Kelly. And this next one's got a long title. It's called I Could Never Love Nobody Like I'm Loving You. And we'll segue that into Come With Me.
I've been standing by
for such a long time. I had to stand by and watch you cry. Ever wondering when you'd look my way. Oh, baby, hear what I've got to say. You ought to let him be.
Let him be.
And come with me.
All right, two more from this incredible sleeper of an album called Don't Burn Me by Paul Kelly. I guess I made the point enough about how there's so few people that are familiar with him, and it's our job now to undo that. There's one more song that would have been on side one, so let's play that right now before we get to side two. This song is called Love With Me on 90.3 WHPC. Pretty faultless side one, except for my slip-up as I introduced the song. I think I cross the two titles for the two tracks. The track five was called Come With Me, and when I played six, I think I called it Love With Me. It's actually Love Me Now. Oops. You know, that's more or less obvious.
Yeah,
we're
going to take
song.
Away your birthday for that.
Yeah. Before we flip over the record, give you a little bit of history. I mean, which, like I said, I don't really have very much. But he was born in 1940, so at the time that this record came out, he was 33 years old. He died in 2012 at 72. He came up from Florida, if I remember correctly, and he had a brother that he grew up with who started recording music with him. And his brother brought him in, and eventually, though, his brother went off to school. So that left Paul behind to figure out what he was going to do. So he formed a school, a group with some of his friends, and they, unfortunately, the first name they grabbed was the Spades. They thought, maybe not. They became the Valadiers after that. And he eventually went solo by the time he was 20 years old. Now, he met a Miami-based producer, also singer-songwriter named Clarence Reed. I don't know how much you followed like the crazy stuff that was going on in the 70s, but Clarence Reed was the real name of the guy Blowfly, who made all those Blowfly records, they're outrageous, totally outrageously weird stuff. But Clarence Reed heard Kelly rehearsing at once, and the lead singer of his own group, Blowfly, or Clarence Reed's own group, had laryngitis, so he asked if Paul Kelly would want to sit in. So he did, and that was his first real taste of fame. And he even actually recorded a single with them called, you know, Down With It, Can't Quit It, which got released under the name Clarence Reed and the Delmeros. But not much else happened. Eventually, Kelly had a falling out with Clarence Reed, or Blowfly. So did another Nashville producer named Buddy Killen. Apparently, Blowfly is not an easy guy to get along with. So Buddy Killen offered to record Kelly and helped him basically reboot a career a second time. Eventually, he ended up on Philips Records, where he put out a couple of singles. Some of them were actually Joe Tex Records, which put out a song which was co-written by Kelly, which was his first taste of getting close to something that resembled fame. In 1967, he moved to Brooklyn, tried to get involved in the Philly Groove label, but none of that stuff even got issued. So he just constantly was having a tough time. He wrote a song called Stealing in the Name of the Lord. And he wrote it because he wanted to give it to Sam and Dave. But the problem is, now, and you can understand this, in Southern black culture, it's not really a easy thing to write a song that is critiquing the church. And that's exactly what Stealing in the Name of the Lord was. It was about ministers and preachers who basically steal money from their, you know,
constituents, or what we call it, congregants.
Right, exactly. And so Sam and Dave backed away from it, said no thanks. So Paul Kelly recorded it himself and released it, and that's when he actually had a regional hit with that song, probably about as close to fame as he ever really got. And along the way, he ended up stumbling into American Sound Studios, where they loved him, because they really poured their heart and soul into this album. That, you know, just hearing the guitar fills right there by Reggie Young on that last track is just gorgeous. And Tommy Cogbill, maybe one of the best tasteful bass players in the history of Southern rock, of Southern music, doing a phenomenal job. Chips Moman, let's just keep going. There's plenty more to hear. So let's play Wrapped Up in Your Love, Heidi, and we'll let that segue into a song called Sweetness. Feeling you loving me.
Come by here. Oh, yeah. Come by here.
know if it's, this is a coincidence or not, but next week we'll be playing Al Green's album Call Me. So they were both released at almost the identical times, if you could imagine that. They were recorded only a few miles away from each other as well. I want to try to get in the rest of the album, so I'm going to say goodbye now so you can hear My Lovin' For You Won't Die, I'd Be Satisfied, and then the awesome title track, Don't Burn Me, from this Crazy Sleeper album by Paul Kelly. Thanks for listening, folks. We will be back next week, so we'll see you then. I hope you enjoyed this. Take care.
You've been gone a long time. Seems like I could get you off my mind, but I can't, I can't, no,
I can't.
This old heart of mine still beat for you. I tried getting over you, but my heart won't bite. My soul won't try, and oh, no matter how I try it, I can't get over you. Such a long time ago. Said if you ever left me, my love for you would steadily grow. Little did I know that every word I said was true. Oh, I can't.
but don't burn, don't burn. But don't burn, don't burn, don't burn.